There are so many new memes that have come out this year. 2025 seems to be the year of the meme renaissance, and I'm saying that in full sincerity. I guess you could say the memes are massive this time of year. You know what else is massive? Low! Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I'm not going to quote them. Egypt. If you know, you know. It has been 10 days since the year started, and already we have a surplus. 10 days? It's been a long. It's been a bit longer. Look, it's like the middle of January already. But that was fast, wasn't it? A lot of the memes that came back, or not even came back, they're just, we wanted something, okay? That's the thing about meme culture, is that there's always going to be some sort of divot or some sort of a gap, and it will always be filled because people are constantly creating memes. What you have to understand is that maybe 1 in 1,000 memes will actually take off. The thing is, I've noticed it because I've seen memes come and go, and I've seen small memes slowly grow, and then they'll just stick to one corner of, like, one corner of the internet, right? They won't go any further than that. That simple. Having said that, meme culture is interesting. Let's try to explain it a bit further, because I feel like meme culture is just human culture. Anyway. The unfortunate truth about meme culture is that it's not always cupcakes and rainbows, right? You have things that, like, pop off on TikTok or YouTube Shorts now because, you know, the internet knows about the unfortunate fate of TikTok in the United States. Yeah, we're going to lose it in a few days. I'm not going to lie. There's a countdown here. It's like 9 days from the current date recording. And it's not going to be a good day. I'm not going to lie. It's not gonna be good. Oh, my hiccups. My hiccups are back in full swing. And the sad truth is, there's a lot of stuff that's on TikTok that I absolutely love. And one of the main things is, Americans are now gonna have a lot less memes. And the worst part about it for me is just the fact that the other thing we have to rely on is Instagram. And if you don't know Instagram Reels like I do, I am so sorry for that transition you might be making. Because TikTok is well maintained. They have a good system where if you report someone and they're doing sketchy stuff, you can report them. It's fine. But if you don't know how bad Instagram is, you people post stuff all the time, like not safe for work content, straight up gore, you know, things that really should have an X rating behind them, an 18 plus filter, you know what I mean? Stuff that's not, I don't know, it's just weird. It's just weird to me. What you gotta understand, right, is that TikTok had at least a good filter. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of annoying at first, okay? Because I actually had videos that I posted on TikTok that were fully removed, and then I had to appeal them and they'd come back. But the thing is, you know, they don't play around, and that's fine, it's okay. And Instagram doesn't have that. I hate to say it, I really do. I don't know, Mark Zuckerberg's been weird lately. I don't know how I feel about his recent transformation. Mark Zuckerberg looks very, his new look is interesting, you know? He's got curly hair, he's got the beard going, got the gold chain. He does not look like the Mark Zuckerberg that we saw on trial not too long ago, which was a meme, right? He had that colorless face, and everyone was just saying how he looked like an alien. Well, I don't know about you, but that's a boring alien. I don't know. What does that mean? Listen, there's so much that we're going to miss. TikTok is going to be either replaced by something, or they're going to avoid the ban. Never has there been such a massive... Damn it. Look, saying massive is one of those memes too, you know? Like, low taper fade is still a massive meme. You know what else is massive? Low! That's the meme, okay? I quoted earlier. I can't say massive around my homies without someone just going and saying the meme. It's just become synonymous with that. If you hear clicking in the background, one of my canvases just fell. And I dropped it again. That's fine. I'm working on another piece. Okay, I need to stop working on pieces and actually finish the ones I have. But I have been using palettes, and they're much more easier to use. They're way thinner. They're easy to transport. For every one canvas you have, you can transport 3 palettes. It's that thin. It's super thin. It's like a piece of paper, but it's got some some rigidity to it, you know? It's really stiff. It's like a, it's a canvas board, you know? It's not, it's hard, it's solid. It's good to paint on, I like it. Anyway, let's not talk about my painting escapades. I know a lot of you don't like that. Like, I hate to say it, but a lot of people who do like the podcast don't like the painting side of me. They're very, they interact quite a bit. Fuck it. Look, it is what it is. Having said that, we have to address something in the room, right? Instagram Reels, we already talked about it. YouTube Shorts? YouTube Shorts, what is that? Look, I'm sorry to say it, but a lot of people know that YouTube Shorts was kind of the redheaded stepchild, which is a quote that I don't think many people know about much anymore. Anyway, the point I'm getting across is that YouTube Shorts is, it can replace TikTok. I doubt it, because the thing is, it's always out of date. Okay, I used to know people that would watch YouTube Shorts, and all the memes there were at least 6 months out of date. Very old, you know? I mean, the other day I got a video on my TikTok, on my YouTube Shorts page, right? Because I have to upload YouTube Shorts, having a YouTube channel. And I got a skibbity toilet thing, and who watches that anymore? That's not popular, I'm sorry. I mean, it was huge last year, but it fell off, it fell on the wayside, you know? It's just not a thing anymore. Yeah, maybe for kids, actually. The thing about YouTube Shorts is that it's definitely tailored to a much younger audience. You know, you have the little kid on the iPad. He just wants to watch something, stimulate his brain a bit. He'll click on YouTube Shorts. My nieces and nephews, they'll watch YouTube Shorts. Thank God they don't watch Instagram Reels, because they would be traumatized. They would be traumatized, okay? Instagram Reels is a lawless wasteland. Listen, I gotta say this, right? I was not looking for this particular type of video, but one time I was swiping on Instagram Reels and I got a video of a man reaching to feed an alligator and his arm was ripped off of his body. This was uncensored. And they had bass music on it, you know, really loud bass boosted music on it, like, you know, every time it bit, which is awful. Just awful, seriously. That's not good, man. Come on. I have another thing to confess. I have not been feeling too good. I'm no longer feeling that good. You know, I've been feeling gripa. You know, I only know the term in Spanish, gripa. You know, that's what I've been feeling. I've been moving a lot of stuff to my new house. And first off, I want to thank everyone who congratulated me on the new house. Logang, I'm not going to lie, I was really excited. He was on the podcast previously. He recommended some of the cinema teas, right? I'm so glad to say this. I got it on video. The first cup of tea that I had in the new house, it was that brand, the one that he recommended. He was actually surprised I still had some. I said, yeah, I saved some bags for a special day. And I got to say, the first cup of tea that I had in a brand new house that we bought, I would say that's a special day. I absolutely love that. Thank you. That's delicious. You know, it felt like home. I'm taking you guys with me to new heights, you know? I mean, I'm almost 30. Okay, I'm almost 30. I gotta move on. I gotta move out of my parents' household. I know a lot of people say, oh, you're still young. I don't feel young, you know? I feel like an adult. I feel like a man. Yeah, I still have really childish tendencies. I get it. But I don't know, man. The way I see it, my brain developed. My brain fully focused. My head, you know, all the wires are crossed. Not crossed. All the wires are where they're supposed to be. I grew into an adult. I grew into a man. Okay? My brain is firing on all cylinders. And that's not a coincidence. I mean, I've been drinking Magic Mind a lot more. You know? The little mental performance shot that could. Here's the thing, right? I don't know if I mentioned it in the last episode, but they have a new sleeping formula. So it helps you go to sleep as well. Imagine something that could give you the energy you need throughout the day, the mental clarity, and help you sleep at night. How convenient is that? Magic Mind was kind enough to send me some of the sleep formula, and let me tell you right now, it works. It helped me a lot, okay? Here's the thing, right? I may be an energetic guy, but energy without sleep is the opposite of productive, okay? You gotta get some good rest in between. That's the best part about the new formula that they have, right? Because I'm terrible at falling asleep. I don't know what it is. I can't just close my eyes and drift off to dreamland. I needed a bit of help. And of course, Magic Mind was there to help me out, as they usually are. Let's start 2025 off on the right foot, okay? We all have New Year's resolutions. You might as well have some Magic Mind and it'll help you out without over-promising. There is no better time to start than now. Make 2025 the year that you build your mental resilience. They even made it easier by offering a discount, and I really appreciate that. Let's get 45% off the Magic Mind Bundle with the link in the description. The link in the description, you can go ahead and click on it. It's underneath this podcast. It's in the description. Or if you don't have that, go to magicmind.com/WHEATJAN. That's magicmind.com/WHEATJAN. Your mind will thank you. Not even just your mind, okay? I'll thank you myself. I thank you for buying Magic Mind because they've been helping us out on the podcast. We really appreciate it, by the way. We really do. Seriously, keep sending me more Magic Mind. I absolutely love this stuff. In fact, you're listening right now on the podcast. You hear that? It's a Magic Mind right now. Crack it open. See, how much effort did that take? It took like 3 seconds. There you go. That's all you got to do, and now your mental performance is going to do a lot better. Okay, wow. That was quick. After I drank that shot, I had an idea for another painting. I know I said I wasn't going to talk about the paintings earlier, but let me tell you right now, I just thought of it. I mean, it's fall, right? Most of my paintings that have to do with nature and green and grass, you know, it's green. It has nothing to do with fall or winter. Maybe I should do something with that. There you go, right there. Another idea came up, actually. Someone said I had a baritone voice years ago, and I never thought I would think of a song to finally sing with this deep-ass voice. It's not really that deep. It's not that bad. But I just heard 16 tons, and it's Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? I'm not. Fuck. Alright, I had something going. I haven't heard that song in years. I just came across it on TikTok right now. You know what? It's a classic, really. It's a real classic. It's gonna be a shame when TikTok goes away here in the States. Do you guys think it's gonna be replaced by another app? Or is TikTok one of those unique things that you had to be there for? Kind of like Vine was. You guys remember Vine? I remember Vine. Never forgot it. My first attempt at internet fame was in Vine. It did not go well. I would argue it's still doing just okay. But, you know, I mean, back then, 3 likes wasn't a lot. But then you think, 3 people enjoyed it. That's a decent amount. I like to think of it that way, you know? I only get a few hundred views on my YouTube videos. But then I often think, have you been in a crowd of 100 people? Imagine that many people sitting down and watch your work. That feels good, okay? It's hard to visualize numbers like that in the modern day because we just see numbers on the screen, but people are more than that. People are people, okay? I had a hiccup and a burp. That's a new one. I must confess something on the podcast. As soon as I get my finances a bit more fixed up, I'm going to try this alleged Dubai chocolate that I've been seeing so much about. I don't know if it's going to be any good. To me, it looks like grass, like actual grass. And I'm saying this as somebody who has worked with certain animals before that looks like the poop of an animal that eats a lot of grass. Unfortunately, that's not appealing to me, but I could be wrong. I've tried this stuff before. I've had Spotted Dick on the podcast. I've had other stuff, right? I feel bad that I also had I had a century egg once, and I believe the one I had was expired. They taste like eggs with the texture of sand and smell of ammonia. Really, really strongly of ammonia. And by that, I mean urine ammonia. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's exactly a healthy thing to eat. I'm going to be completely honest. I was scared to eat it. Granted, I still did it, but just a one bite. I can't, dude. I cannot do that. I love how in this podcast episode, a lot of you people aren't going to understand the significant change that just happened. And I'm not talking about, okay, let me get to it. Last week, in fact, the week prior as well. It's very echoey in here. I don't like that. I'll fix that later. Last week and the week prior, I did mention that I finally moved. That was the big announcement that I had that I didn't want to tell people. The thing is, I didn't go into detail for a reason. I wanted to be sure we were all situated and comfortable. I am now sitting in my new house, recording a podcast. I no longer have a studio, sure, But that's only temporary, because we're fixing stuff up. This house is a bit of a fixer-upper, but I'm okay with that. It just feels so weird being here, recording. Because the thing is, I'm talking out loud like I'm talking to someone, but there's no one here. Instead, I have an echo, which I'm going to have to get used to, but it's only temporary, like I said. I hope we fix the podcast soon, the studio anyway, which will be fine. But even without it, well, it's my house, so it feels awesome. Oh my god, dude. I can't explain in detail just how awesome it feels to be here right now. I'm sitting here talking to a microphone, not looking at anyone, right? But when I was in the studio, it was cold, it was small, and I'm not going to lie, it wasn't the best studio, right? I had my buddy James come over and finally see it. I was like, you know what? We finally moved out of the house, but let's go see the old one. And he'd never seen it before. And when he finally saw where the magic happened, I don't know. Feels weird, right? You ever look back and think, man, this is a significant moment. This is a significant moment right here. I even took a fucking Polaroid. It's hanging on the fridge. And the funny part is there's no context to it because it's just a random photo of the kitchen. And it's funny because there's no, not only is there no context, it's actually kind of blurry. I didn't get to focus the camera. And the film is old, so I was surprised it didn't rot right away. But there it is, man. I mean, this is awesome. We're sleeping on the couch, granted, but it's fine. It's a comfortable couch. I'm actually not too upset about that because the thing is, it actually feels better than my bed at the house, at the old house. It's nice. I've become an adult, you know? I'm basically just growing. This is my nest. It's hard to explain. You ever hear that saying where it's like, it's time to leave the nest? When it's time to leave the house, you know, when you live with your parents for years? I'm out, you know, this is my nest. I'm looking at my ceiling fan, looking at my cupboards. It just hasn't clicked. Like, I'm being serious right now, okay? I've got my belly up, belly exposed. I'm talking to the podcast, showing my emotions, you know? It hasn't clicked that this is mine, you know? It hasn't clicked that this is me and my girls, okay? Like, this is ours, you know? It just hasn't really clicked yet. But we've done a house payment already. We did everything, right? The title is ours. It's just I'm sitting here in the place thinking, well, this is neat. And that's really it. That's really all that's happening. I feel like I could do better, you know? Like, I feel like I could do, like... It's hard to explain. I'm not saying that as in, oh, I don't like the house. No, I love the house. This is amazing. It's just... It's finally hitting me why my parents did what they did. You know, like when you're a man who doesn't have his own house, you don't get it. And then you finally sit here and you think, I need to do the yard work. I need to do all these things, right? I need to throw out the trash. I need to wash the dishes. I need to paint that wall. I'm just looking right at the walls and I'm thinking, I could paint that, that, and that. You know what I mean? Like, it really is that simple for me. In fact, it's hard to explain. It's really hard to explain. I know I'm trying to, but I'm really struggling to explain it in further detail. Anyway, it's nice. The fact is, too, I'm talking in a different perspective now. Because when I was recording in the other studio, I had just the microphone and the computer. And I was kind of hunched over and it was really cold in there. Now, I'm over here in this really big room. I'm almost intimidated by the echo. But here we are. And probably the first thing I'm going to get is a more comfortable chair. Because I just have a fucking regular ass chair here. The other one I had was like an old office chair that we had to throw out. Or that somebody else had thrown out and we just got it. Because we're cheap like that. And instead of buying a new chair, we just found one that was about to be trashed. You know what? Hey, free is free. Why not, right? Man. This is awesome. This is awesome. I'm not going to lie. I'm just not used to recording in this house. So if I sound a bit different from the beginning of the episode, I absolutely am. Don't get me wrong. Even I can hear it. I could definitely hear it because every time if I speak in one direction, it'll echo to the other side. I don't know. It's weird. There's no padding at all in this house. It's a lot more sound dampened than it was earlier when we first moved in. You'd say hi and it would just echo for a few seconds because the house being completely empty, it echoes, right? And right now I'm doing the same thing basically. I'm also waiting on a few phone calls, so I'm just looking over my phone. I have a lot of stuff going on right now. really excited about it, but at the same time, I'm just thinking, you know? I don't know how to explain it. I guess you could say I'm locked the fuck in, finally. This is adulthood. You know what I mean? Like, this feels weird. I still feel childish. I still feel like a teenager, you know what I mean? You ever had that? I feel like adults understand what I'm talking about. Like, after 20 years old, after 21 years old, it's like, I feel like a teenager doing adult things. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen people on Twitter say that, where it's like, oh, I feel like a teenager doing adult things. Like, dude, you're 30 years old. You know, shit like that. I don't know how to put it. Maybe it's a maturity thing. Maybe that's just how we're supposed to feel. You know? Like, it's like, oh, I made this decision. I perhaps made the right one. You don't know. There's no more reassurance when you're an adult. It's just, you made a decision. You know? That's it. There we go. I just fucking nailed it. I just nailed it. There it is. There have been so many memes this year. I feel bad that TikTok getting banned is going to ruin a lot of it. But at the same time, I'm okay with that because we got to look at the positives, okay? If TikTok's going to get banned, we have to think something's going to step in and replace it. After all, TikTok itself was a replacement of Musical.ly. Musical.ly was a replacement of, you know, Vine. Vine was a replacement of, you know, something else. I don't know what happened before Vine. I'm going to be honest. But the thing is, we live in a golden era. We live in a golden age where if you have enough know-how, you can code something good, right? Maybe you'll be the one to make the next big social media platform, make millions of dollars because you get really famous overnight. I've seen a lot of, like, I think it's called like Red Page or something. One of these apps originating in China is now getting more popular on TikTok. People are saying we're migrating over there and this is how you change it to English because it's originally in Chinese. But the thing is, not a lot of people are down for that, you know? Not a lot of people are going to do that. And at the same time, all it takes is a few bad apples to ruin the bunch. And by that, I mean there's going to be a lot of people that make really fucked up videos because, I hate to say it, but, you know, in China, they have their censorship. And America, we have a lot less censorship and people take advantage. And I'm not saying good people. I'm saying people like who are on, I hate to say it, but like Instagram Reels. Because if you know, you know. Like there's some people that will, they'll put certain hashtags, so it'll be like, oh, okay, no, it's fine. What they're posting is educational, and it'll be like a woman breastfeeding a man. Like, if you're asking why I specify that one, please don't. Please don't. Please don't ask. I mean, it's Instagram Reels. Look, people on Instagram Reels have been posting full-on porn. I'm not even lying. Like, they'll do this thing where it's like, hello, please wait a minute, and it'll be a literal minute, and then you skip that, and then it's a full-on vagina right up to the camera getting filled with some dick. Like, that's not what I came on Instagram Reels to see, man. Like, this keeps happening, dude. Like, this is why I'm saying people going on other social media platforms from other countries, I don't know how I feel about it as an American. Like, because I know people are going to fucking just ruin it for everyone, you know? That's how it is, right? It's always been that way. It's always been, hey, this country was doing fine with our, with our social media platform until these Americans came in. And some of them, not all of them, but some of them absolutely ruined it, you know? That's always how it is. A few bad apples in a bunch. So I feel like Red Page, Red Square, whatever the fuck it's called, is going to be no different. Someone's going to come in, post some stuff they really shouldn't have, and I immediately got it, right? I immediately get what they might be posting. Tiananmen Square. Immediately. Like, even in China, it's a big no-no to say it out loud. And now we have Americans using a Chinese platform, so it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad, okay? Or, hear me out, another app's going to come up, okay? Because the app that I'm currently talking about is essentially Chinese TikTok, which is, I'm surprised it's on the App Store. I'm really surprised it's on the App Store. And apparently it's growing. It's trending right now because TikTok itself is the company that was banned, not that other one. So, like I said, there's always going to be something to fill the void, you know? I have a feeling Mark Zuckerberg is involved somehow. And if he's not, it is what it is. That's the thing, though, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's a powerhouse. The dude, like, let's face it, the guy's got the guy's got fuck you money and he's using it. I think a lot of people would, you know, given that much money. Holy shit, my foot is so dry. I don't know what happened to my feet. I've been walking around barefoot in this house. I probably shouldn't be doing that, but now it's starting to kick my ass. I do not know what the hell's on the ground here. Nah, it's okay. I'll clean it up later. I'll clean it up now. What am I doing? All right. So let's talk about the memes. Let's talk about the memes again. What do you think is going to be February's memes? Because January memes, we've already seen quite a few of them. There was the whole, what is the next step in the operation? The locked in alien guy, you know? There's Eye of Ra. You know, I feel so weird. I feel like lessons in meme culture when I talk about this. And I'm not talking it. I'm not talking it down, okay? Like, lessons in meme culture absolutely is such a divided mix of things. Like, people either love him or hate him. But realistically, I feel like that's a cop-out, you know? Love him or hate him. Like, no. You either agree, you either enjoy what he does, or you're indifferent. You know, it's that. It's not love or hate. No. It's never that, right? It's never just that subtle nuance. Lessons in meme culture is a guy who decided, hey, for some reason it's taboo to not talk about or to talk about memes and go into detail and their history behind it. People just want to see a meme, laugh, and not think about it. And I get it, you know? Sometimes that is what a joke is. No one wants to go in depth about it. I'm not like that. I don't subscribe to that notion. I subscribe to the notion of knowledge is power, and that's okay, you know? It's okay to learn something. You can still enjoy it. I have this thing too. I need to specify it. I can criticize something and still enjoy it, okay? For example, coffee is so bad for you. Coffee, you know, they destroy the rainforest and whatnot. I'm drinking a cup right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's not going to stop me. Like, you could be critical of something and still partake, still enjoy it, you know? It's just nice to know. Not even that, you know? Some people don't want that negativity. I get it. Because sometimes I look back and I think, I'm such a bitch. Like, I hate to say that, you know? But, I mean, when you're right, you're right. Simple as that. Anyway, this podcast has been growing. At least it was at first. And now it's kind of stagnated. But I'm going to be honest. That's fine. It's okay with me. I'm okay with the fact that the podcast has stopped growing. And it's just been a consistent viewership. Because here's the thing. I would rather a consistent viewership than people coming in mass numbers and then leaving in mass numbers. But another thing happened. I paid for a $10 ad. See, I'm being transparent here. A $10 ad on my art page. And once the ad stopped, it continued. By that, I mean, I haven't paid it, right? The $10 ad stopped and it's just been its thing. My art page continued to grow. I'm actually really excited about that. I'm really happy with the fact that as soon as it stopped, people just started naturally coming to it, flocking to it. I know I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but I can't help but be happy about that. You know, people are looking at it going, wow, it's amazing. Wow, beautiful, you know? And some people will see like the color splashes and they'll think that's fucking awesome. Others will see the trees and go, I love that. It reminds me of Bob Ross, which, wow, by the way, thank you. That is the highest compliment I've ever gotten. Seriously, I got that once and I haven't stopped thinking about it. I'm like, I'm gonna have to do him justice, you know? I'm gonna have to do better. Which reminds me, now that I'm here at the new house, I could probably paint with you know what, I gotta be careful here, because at the new house I'm thinking about the fact that, you know, I have hot running water and I can finally clean up my brushes properly, but I'm also thinking about what that means, because I have paint that is very strong, and at the same time, if you don't clean it right away, when it dries, it solidifies pretty hard. Like, it'll stick to any surface. And that is no joke. Like, it's incredibly strong, right? You really got to watch your material when you're painting. And that's enough of that. Okay. That's as much as I'll talk about it. Sorry about bugging you guys. Sorry about chewing your ear off about my art pieces. I'm just really excited that I think I'm getting better. People have said I am. Anyway, that's going to do with this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. I'll see you guys next week. And I want to thank Magic Mind again for, you know, helping us out with the podcast. You guys have been great. I want to thank all of you for continuing listening, continuing support. Let's make 2025 the year that we expand into the stratosphere. We're going to be so damn famous this year. I could feel it. You know, it's in the bones. It's in the air. New year, new prospects. I think that's a good term. I don't know. Prospects? The guys that dig for gold? You know what? I'll see you next week.